Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the Wake Up Call.
Thank you for calling. Al, how can I help you?
Hi, I'm looking for chainsaws.
Okay, gotcha. Do you have any idea what kind?
No, I don't. I have a chainsaw now, but I don't like the sound of it.
Okay, gotcha. Do you happen to know if it's maybe like a gas one or is it like a corded?
Well, I think that's a problem. It's electric. I got a lithium battery in mine, so I think maybe that's okay. The problem. I got it right here. Hold on a second. Like, listen to this, okay?
Okay.
Can you hear that?
Yeah, I can hear that.
Would that scare you?
That's okay, you don't have to do that.
Would that scare you? That probably wouldn't scare you. It doesn't scare me.
Yeah, no, I'd be all right. If you're looking for something that's got to have a little bit more, more power to it, you're probably going to want to go with one of the gas ones.
Yeah, but gas is so expensive now.
Okay. The Echo actually makes a brand. It is electric still, but it will have a little bit more power to it if that's what you're kind of looking for.
It says Echo. I'm writing this down.
Yep.
What does that one sound like? It doesn't sound like that, does it?
No, it wouldn't.
It sounds scarier?
It'd be a little bit higher pitch.
Okay, so it's a more intimidating sound.
It's going to be pretty loud. I don't know if you're going to be hearing anyone like yelling at you.
Well, that's what I want. That's what I need it for.
You want to be able to like hear people?
Yeah, so like when I use it, I want to be this. That doesn't scare anybody, but I need something that scares people. It's going to make them scream, but I want to be able to still hear them screaming.
Is it for like a haunted house?
Sure. Something like that.
Okay. Probably still stick with the gas one.
Okay.
What you do is you take off the blades. You still want to be very careful with it. I would highly recommend they actually have plastic covers that you can put over it.
What's the purpose
or whatever?
Well, what is the purpose of that?
You know, some 16-year-old kid who's playing the murder or whatever. It'll just protect him a little bit more.
No, he's not playing the murderer.
Black.
No, he doesn't. He does. That's my role.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, for yourself as well.
Yeah. Okay. But I definitely don't want to do that plastic cover though. Does that come with it, or are you trying to upsell me that? Because I don't want that. I don't want the chain off of it either.
Well, why would you need the chain on it?
Because I want them to know that I mean business.
Well, sir, I would highly recommend you don't take that route. Playing around with like a...
Well, I'm not playing.
A live...
No, I'm not. I'm not playing. No, I'm definitely not playing.
Could you specifically lay out what you're going to be using this instrument for?
Sure. So I'm not going to hurt anybody with it, but I want them to think that I am. But I want to scare these neighbor hood punks that have been, they come on my property all the time. I've got some land. I'm up here in Auburn, okay? And they come on my land all the time and they get high and I'm sick of it. So what I want to do is I want to really scare the hell out of them. When I come at them though, I'm going to come at them screaming with the chainsaw high above my head and hopefully that'll chase them all off of my property. But I mean, I'm not going to hurt anybody. I also needed to remove a tree trunk.
Sir, what you're talking about is legal.
No, it's not illegal. No, it's just, I'm just scaring kids. That's all I'm doing is scaring them.
Yes, yes. It is threat with a deadly weapon whenever you start using it in that way.
All right. So then what do you recommend that I use to scare them then?
So it's actually interesting. So weed whips are not considered as weapons.
What's a weed whip? Like a weed whacker?
Yeah. It does make a lot of noise.
All right. So can I still like whip it above my head?
Yeah. It's loud.
All right.
Kind of like a higher pitch.
Okay, I love that. Okay, I'm going to come down there, pick out the loudest, scariest weed whacker that you have, okay? And I'm going to come down there and I'll pick it up from you. What's your name again?
Oh, Al.
Al, that's perfect.
It's the Echo brand again. Like I said, I really like the product.
Fantastic. I'll be down there. I'm going to, if you're not there, that's fine. I'll say Al got me, picked out a weed whacker to scare some kids. They'll know what I'm talking about.
Well, don't say that, but just, you know. Like
well, one more thing, though, before I get going. I just wanted to let you know that none of this is actually real. This is Gavin from the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End. This is a phone scam. It's a prank phone call. Your sister, Whitney, is the one who told me to do this.
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam@endonline.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.